Next station, Dvořák-Vilenský. Convenient change to suburban trains. Stacja Dvořák-Vilenský. Drzwi otwierają się z lewej strony. Station, Dvořák-Vilenský.
So what day is it today? Today is, and I really have to think about it, is Tuesday. It's only the second day of the week, so there's still lots of opportunities waiting to be grabbed. And I am really happy after spending a very productive morning in the city. Even though it took me a little bit of a while to get there, I really appreciate and love the public transport here in Poland. But traveling to the city, even though it's not that far away, tends to take a little bit of time to get to the city in the first place. So this morning I made use of the bus and then jumped onto the metro, and then the next step is to then take a tram into where I met my colleague. And it's a very interesting colleague, I need to say. My name is Werner Buchert and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. Man, it's good to get out of the cold. Warsaw today, just if you were really interested in the weather, is around 0 degrees Celsius at the low end, and at the high end, 5 degrees. Actually, not that bad, right? But I always find that the wind is the SOB that gets you cold when you're out there. And then when you're in the city with all those big, gigantic granite blocks blocking the wind, you don't feel it as much. It's just when you get to the suburbs, like I have to do, you get caught out in the wind and it's not pleasant at all. But I think the trip in itself, not a waste of time at all. So as I mentioned, I went out to go meet a colleague of mine, or ex-colleague, actually someone I hired into Deloitte a few years ago, a youngster with way too much energy. In fact, so much energy, I kind of leech off it, because working with her is always inspiring and challenging from time to time. Now, the reason I mention her is I always reflect on this when I speak to people about her and another colleague, because there was two youngsters that I remember coming into Deloitte when I was still there, and I always see their entrance into corporate life is such a huge opportunity missed. And it's a personal lesson for me about the capabilities of people. And it might be for your customers, it might be for people you hire into your practice, is the fact that you have to really look at and identify their key strengths and then try and build on top of those strengths and make them and get them to grow and look after them. Because, for example, the one guy that we brought in, he actually left the firm to go off and create his own agency. The agency is created in the actual esports space, and fundamentally a really innovative space that he's gone into. And he's built up his practice now where he's hired around 5 to 7 people. He's got investment from another company. So a really solid business that he's built. And I remember him sitting across from me at the desk and some asshole director forcing him to write a document because this director was too lazy to do that. That fundamental opportunity, that little piece of innovation that was sitting there waiting to be incubated, that wasn't grabbed with both hands, for me is a complete opportunity lost. Then Joanna, who I met this morning, is a little bit of a diamond in the rough. She is someone who takes on any project that she is passionate about, of course, and then takes it to the next level. She invests everything into getting stuff done. And she does it in a very creative and structured way. She's got this ability to build relationships and build trust with clients. And I've had this awesome opportunity working with her this past year. And she's fundamentally had a real impact on my business. And I'm talking now like a real consultant from a revenue perspective. So really, I feel like sometimes corporations or big companies aren't really built for people like Joanna and the other guy that I'm talking about, because they are looking for clones, for people who are all the same. maybe still relying on the old industrial age of rinse and repeat. And I'm hoping that we can go into a space where we need more, or we make use of more Joannas and people with talents that maybe don't fit the mold so much, because that's the only way that we are going to be able to create innovation. And this is specifically true for South Africa, because we need more of that happening in South Africa. And I also know that, you know, sometimes people see Poland as a great hub to find resources. And I'm going like, screw that. Poland has to become a great hub where innovation and new business happens within the Central European space. And it is. There is some good stuff happening, but it's not there yet. So hopefully with my little business and my connections, we can add a little bit of value within the Central European space and see if we can make that grow. But those are big dreams, and hopefully big dreams that we'll be attending to next week when I meet with Joanna again to do a little bit of planning for 2020 to see if we can make a bit more of a dent in this year. And then on the home front, the youngster is still man down. The bronchitis has got him, and dad and mom is a little bit worried because he's still coughing. It's never good to see that little body going through that. So we are strictly following doctor's orders and keeping a very, very close eye on him. And hopefully he'll start to improve in the next few hours and next few days, so that we don't have to go back to the doctor again. But yes, it is something that sits in the back of my mind constantly. Now, that being said, I need to get back to my keyboard and hopefully find some way to change the world. But before I get into that, maybe nip off for a quick cup of coffee.